Well, that calling for the boycott is real, has a chilling effect on our First Amendment rights.
It's Chick-fil-A. 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 Governor Palin joined us. Good evening, Governor.
Thank you. It's nice to be home. I'm a little sleep deprived, but I sleep deprived, but I sleep deprived. Now, let me start with this Chick-fil-A and the picture of you and Todd. I'm curious. Now, let me start with this Chick-fil-A and the Chick-fil-A and the picture of you and Todd. I'm curious.
Chilling effect on our First Amendment rights. Chilling effect on our chilling effect on our First Amendment, First Amendment, First Amendment, First Amendment rights.
Chick-fil-A. Chick
right. Right. The owner of the Chick-fil-A supporting traditional definition of marriage. One boy, one girl, falling in love, getting married.
Chick-fil-A.
The exact same thing until just a few months ago when Obama had to flip-flop to shore up the homosexual voter base. You know, I believe that states have that constitutional right to make decisions about a variety of issues. But look, I personally would love to see a national dialogue about marriage. And I do, you know, as former governor, I say let the states decide that. They want to continue to define marriage as one man and one woman, as the Muslims do, Orthodox Jews do, non-denominational Christians do, faith-practicing Catholics do. It truly is a cornerstone of religions and civilization.